Sunday morning, 6/12/22. This is prayer call. The title is Praying in Tongues is the Gateway to the Supernatural. We're going to look at the gifts of the Spirit this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Just a refresher, probably, for the most part, but starting with verse 1 there. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away into these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So when these truthers come out with all their gooble junk, with all this about, well, Jesus is this or that or not this or that, if they don't say he's Lord, then you've located them, you know. Now these are there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now these are the gifts of the Spirit. No person owns these gifts. Well, I have the gift of this and I have the gift of that. No, you don't. The Holy Spirit gives it whenever he sees fit in any situation for whatever's going on. He will appoint someone. They'll bring a prophecy or someone will see into the realm of the spirits or whatever. But it's he is the one. It's as he wills. It's not as a person wills. That's the Holy Ghost wills. All right. There's three sets of three gifts. Three revelation gifts, those that reveal something. That's the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirits. And this is from Brother Hagin's study manual. There's three power gifts, those that do something. The gift of faith, the working of miracles, and the gift of healing. And there's three utterance gifts, those that say something. All right? So we've got here three gifts that reveal, three that do something, and three that say something. All right. We're going to look at the revelation gifts first that reveal things. The word of wisdom is not man's wisdom, but the wisdom that comes from God. God knows all things, but this gift only gives a part of God's wisdom. It is not the gift of wisdom. The word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind of God and the will of God. This will always pertain to future events. The gift can operate along with prophecy, dreams, and visions in their delivery. You know, a lot of times a prophecy comes forth and it might have a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom in it. Okay, let's look at Acts 21 right quick. Verse 10. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul, talking about Agabus the prophet, took Paul's girdle and bound his own hands and feet and said, Thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. So this was a word of wisdom, showing through a prophet, showing Paul what was ahead. All right. Prophets usually operate in all three revelation gifts at one time or another. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and discerning of spirits. And, of course, prophecy. All right. Quite often, prophecy will be mixed with the word of wisdom as well as the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose in the mind of God and will of God. This will always give reference to past or present events. Something in the past or something that's happening right now, word of wisdom is future. All right, let's look at John 4. Start with verse 16. Jesus is at the well with the woman, talking to her. Jesus saith unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that thou sayest thou truly. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Just an example. All right, discerning of spirits. This is probably one of the most misunderstood out of all of them. It is not the discerning of devils. It's not the gift of discernment. Ever heard that one? Gift of discernment. It is looking into the realm of spirits, both good and bad. Someone sees an angel or a demon. Yeah. Visions would qualify as discerning of spirits in operation. They're looking into the spirit realm. That is what John on the Isle of Patmos was experiencing. Says he was in the spirit on the large day. Then in chapter 4, he's caught up to the third heaven. By praying in tongues, it makes you accessible to these gifts of the Spirit as he wills at any given time. Not by the will of man, but by the will of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 11:11, but all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Yeah. All right. Now the power gifts, those things that do something. The gift of faith, the working of miracles, and the gift of healings. All right, first the gift of faith. This is 1 Corinthians 12:9. Says, to another faith by the same Spirit. This is not talking about God has given to every man the measure of faith. This is a supernatural gift of faith. Okay? All right. Every believer already has the measure of faith. This gift operates by special faith. The gift of faith is a gift of the Spirit to the believer that he might receive miracles. The gift of faith employs faith that passively expects a miracle. The gift of faith is a supernatural endowment by the Spirit whereby that which is uttered or desired by man or spoken by God shall eventually come to pass. The human or divine miracle, utterance or miracle, assurance, curse or blessing, creation or destruction, removal or alteration will ultimately come when it has been spoken by this gift. So this gift is spoken. Here are some of the Old Testament, New Testament examples. Joshua 10. Verse 12. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand thou still upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it that the Lord hearkened unto the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. This is a gift of faith in operation. 1 Kings 17. There's also a counting of this over in James. James? Is it James? Yes, James 5. 1 Kings 17. We'll look at that in a minute. 17:1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Right here, let me look back over here to James right quick. James 5:17. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. So he had a special gift of faith for that. Not just a regular confession, but the gift. All right, Acts chapter 5. All right, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said unto Ananias, Why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? So you see here, he's discerning by the Spirit the shenanigans that they've done. This is a past event. So this is a word of knowledge in operation. Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine own in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me, whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, Yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, How is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then she fell down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carried her forth, and buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. All right. These gifts don't mess around, do they? Okay, the next one is the working of miracles. A miracle, therefore, is a supernatural intervention in the ordinary course of nature, a temporary suspension of the accustomed order, and an interruption of the system of nature as we know it by the force of the Spirit. We see this is the ministry of Jesus when he turned the water into wine, multiplied the loaves and fishes, and walked on the water, or raised Lazarus from the dead, etc. The difference in the gift of faith and the gift of working in miracles is the gift of faith receives a miracle, and the working of miracles works a miracle. All right, gifts of healings. The gifts of healings are for the supernatural healings of disease and infirm people without natural means of any source. Okay, let's get that straight. Jesus healed the sick as well as his disciples. Okay, Matthew 10:8. All right, he told them to go and preach the gospel, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. That's what he did. The gift has nothing to do with medical science or human learning. Brother Hagin brings up a good point in his study on the gift of healing here. He says, he said he heard on the radio someone say that the gifts of healing were doctors and medical science. He proposes that if that were so, then all the doctors and medicine should be free, and that doctors should be free from all mistakes. He further states that if Christ heals through medical science, we would also have to say that God heals us through colleges. And we know that is a further thing from the truth. Many go to college and lose their faith. See, that's people mixing it all together, and it doesn't belong together. All right. All right, the utterance or vocal gifts, they say something. Prophecy, tongues, or interpretation of tongues. All right, prophecy. It's and tongues, prophecy, tongues and interpretation of tongues equals prophecy. Paul says if you're in an assembly and you bring a message of tongues and nobody's there to interpret, it's pointless, it's useless, right? Because nobody knows what you're talking about, right? The simple gift of prophecy should not be confused with the prophetic office. 1 Corinthians 14, 3. Just because you prophesy does not mean you're a prophet. All right, 1 Corinthians 14, 3 says, "But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort." So that's the purpose of prophecy. Even though a lot of times in prophecy, you'll get word of knowledge and word of wisdom mixed in with the prophecy. All right. There is no revelation in the gift of prophecy. However, word of wisdom, word of knowledge come forth in prophecy a lot of times. Basically, it should edify, exhort, and comfort. Prophecy is not prediction. Remember when Jean Dixon was big and she had a book that came out called The Gift of Prophecy? No, it was not the same thing. All right, divers kinds of tongues. Divers kinds of tongues is a supernatural utterance by the Holy Spirit, and language is never learned by the speaker, nor understood by the mind of the speaker, nor necessarily always understood by the hearer. The interpretation of tongues. The interpretation of tongues is the supernatural shown forth by the Spirit, the meaning of an utterance in other tongues. It is not a translation of tongues, but an interpretation of tongues. Like you might have a sharp tongue and a long interpretation, but it's not a word-for-word translation of that. All right, one more. This is 1 Corinthians 1, 13, or 31. That's not right either. It must be 12:31. I just left out a letter. No, it's not that. Wait a minute. Okay. It is. It's 12:31. "But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way. The best gift is whatever gift the Holy Spirit chooses to use at any particular time. These are His gifts, and it is His option." Okay, that'll do it.
What was the title of that?